This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 22-year-old Tyler Robinson appearing in court for the first time via video. He has been formally charged and faces the death penalty, if convicted, of killing activist Charlie Kirk. ABC's Matt Gutman in Orem, Utah, with more on what prosecutors said in court.
They have, they say, incriminating text messages in which he essentially confesses to the murder. They have an additional alleged confession, a note that he left under his keyboard and told his roommate slash romantic partner to go check out. And they have the family telling them that, yes, Tyler Robinson confessed to them, and that's why he turned himself in.
FBI Director Kash Patel before a Senate committee talking about Robinson's arrest, Jeffrey Epstein, and his oversight of the Bureau. Today, he'll be in front of a House committee. Also on the Hill today, fired CDC Director Susan Menarez. The Federal Reserve Board wraps up its September meeting today. It's widely believed they'll cut interest rates by a quarter point. This is ABC News.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 107.7 WRCE.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Feel like spending Christmas in Las Vegas? I'm sure the town would love to bring tourism back, and hopefully Mariah Carey's new residency will help. Mariah Carey's Christmas time in Las Vegas will kick off November 28th at Dolby Live at the Park MGM. Carey will perform 10 shows that will conclude on December 13th. Do you think she'll sing All I Want for Christmas? If you're looking for a road trip, tickets go on sale September 20th. Sydney Sweeney continues to diversify her resume with her latest role being a maid. The Housemaid stars Sweeney alongside Amanda Seyfried in this dark psychological thriller. The story follows Sweeney's character, who is fresh out of prison and who is hired by Seyfried's character and her handsome husband, and becomes close to the attractive couple. Pretty sure this isn't an adult film, but who knows? The Housemaid will drop in theaters December 19th. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Baseball tonight in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Angels squaring off again tonight at American Family Field with Brandon Woodruff against LA's right-hander Jose Soriano. The Brewers with a great performance last night by Freddy Peralta cruised to a 9-2 victory. The magic number now 7 to clinch the Central Division. NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the 0-2 Browns in Cleveland Sunday. Game time at noon. Concern for Zach Tom and Aaron Banks getting back on the offensive line. Wide receiver Jaden Reed had his surgery yesterday to repair his broken collarbone and fractured foot. Former Packers quarterback Sean Clifford signs with the Bengals after Joe Burrow had surgery for his toe injury. Vikings running back Aaron Jones now on IR with a hamstring. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers back home Saturday against Maryland. Kickoff 11 a.m. at Camp Randall. And women's college volleyball, Mimi Collier named the National Player of the Week after Wisconsin swept both Milwaukee and the Georgia Bulldogs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
This week, we sit down with Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, and she talks about her run for Lieutenant Governor.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 87 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop it down to the low 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another sunny, warm day with a high right around 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'll be joined by the general that helped save New Orleans, General Russell Honoré. He's a decorated 37-year Army veteran. We'll talk to him about the impacts the Trump regime has had on our armed services.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Well, it's going to be another beautiful day around the state of Wisconsin. I'm going to spend some time this morning over in Sheboygan Falls. Come on in, everybody. It's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke. This is the Midwest Farm Report. We have got warmer weather again today under sunny skies. 85 are expected high. Tomorrow morning, we do have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, probably in the afternoon. Highs tomorrow around 83. Friday, a little bit of a change. Sunny, but 78 are expected high. And Saturday, another chance of showers or maybe even thunderstorms in the afternoon. Saturday's high is expected to be around 78. Stumacher Ag Meteorologist has the statewide picture on what's coming our way weather-wise. Statewide livestock producers are engaged in the conversation with the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection on proposed licensing fee increases. Big ones. Yesterday, there were a half a dozen people that testified face to face. Another 30 plus that were online virtually engaged in the process. Stephanie Hoff was there. We're also talking about your outdoor enjoyment. You get outside, enjoy this weather, but hey, let's not forget the insects that are out there. I'm not just talking mosquitoes. We've got a very healthy population of ticks in Wisconsin. Kylie Allen's got some tips for you with an expert on the subject. That's next.
We're number one! We're number one!
The Pioneer brand Vore Seedless Corn Team beat DeKalb Smart Stacks and VT4 Pro.
They scored a 7.1 bushels per acre average yield advantage across more than 24,000 comparisons.
They're coming this way.
Woo! We crushed corn rootworm!
How'd you guys do it?
Three modes of action, baby.
How'd you clobber those weeds?
Herbicide flexibility! Yeah!
Another winning season.
Plant the 100th season of Pioneer. Visit pioneer.com/rootworm.
When you walk into Bavaria Sausage, you should feel very welcome. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke speaking from experience. The retail location on the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg has that feel. You'll notice it on their website, BavariaSausage.com, and you'll see it on their posts on Facebook. Bavaria Sausage not only features their old world flavors, their recipes, their combinations, and all the food that they make, but they also highlight real Wisconsin products in their recipes, in their store, flavors from syrups to mustards to treats, all with Wisconsin stories that they love to share. When you walk into Bavaria Sausage, it's not just about their story, it's about Wisconsin food stories. Check it out. Shop online anytime, BavariaSausage.com. Follow them on Facebook for their latest menu updates or visit corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg.
For far too long, seed discount offers have been too complicated. But today, the Seed Pros of Channel make our stand. No more confusion. No more long-winded radio ads. Just simple savings. 0% financing with early pay discounts. Today, we show up with an easier way to save on seed. Talk to your Channel Seed Pro to get all the details and see what you could be saving. Channel. All in. All season.
People who spend a lot of time outside are probably familiar with ticks. It's estimated that 500,000 people will get Lyme disease this year. Kurt Avery, the founder and owner of Sawyer Products, has some tips and tricks to help keep those ticks at bay.
And there's a couple ways to prevent them. First, in the yard, if you take cotton balls and you soak them in permethrin and you place them out, the mice will take them back to the nest. The nest, the typical mouse will have 10 to 12 ticks on it. So you kill them before they get back into the population. As we've moved our homes out into the wilderness, we've depopulated the predators to the mice. You know, the hawks, the snakes, the foxes and all that kind of stuff. So mice have proliferated, which means there's a lot more ticks in play. Now they end up on the larger animals, which we usually come into, but they can be anywhere.
If I find a tick crawling on my arm, do I need to panic?
The thing to remember is they're very slow metabolism. They only breathe once every 15 minutes. So you don't need to panic when you see one. If it's on you, it's going to take anywhere from 12 to 24 hours before it can share a bacteria or a disease with you. So you got plenty of time. If you treat the fabric with permethrin, once they cross 1 inch, they're going to die that day. Now, it's going to take them 4 or 5 hours because remember, they're not breathing very fast, but they will die. So if they're coming up your leg and you see them crawl up there, but it doesn't matter. They're not going to embed because they've absorbed the permethrin.
So you said the word permethrin quite a bit. What exactly is permethrin?
Permethrin is common. The farmers are going to know it because they use it on the animals. But ours is different. That's ag-grade permethrin. We give you a pharmaceutical grade, which means it's not going to smell, but it also has a bonding agent in it, so it'll bond to the fiber. So it'll last six washings or 35 days of sunshine. It's also good for the mosquitoes and any other. There's like 55 different insects that it repels or kills, so it's very useful. If the farmer doesn't mind smelling like the animals, they can use the ag grade one too. But we have the bonding agent to keep it on there. So once they're on you, don't panic. They're not going to go very far. It takes them a long time to embed. You just take a little pliers or there's tick removal devices and very slowly bring them out. You know, you don't want to have them come out on their own, what we call a voluntary exit. That because they have these hypersomes, this mouthpiece with little barbs on it, and to release those, they're just going to spit out everything they have. So you don't want to use the cigarette butts or the Vaseline or whatever. Just take tweezers and slowly, gently pull them out. They'll let go. Then you're good.
Well, Kurt, I know much of our audience enjoys hunting. Do you have any tips for them?
A great tip for the hunters when they go out to the field and they're going to shoot their deer, the rabbit, the squirrel, whatever. Guess what? That animal's got lots of ticks on it. I mean, a deer could have hundreds and hundreds of ticks on it. They had moose that they counted 300,000 on a moose one time. So they're full of them. But when you shoot them and they're dying, they're cooling off, the ticks are going to drop off. They have no interest. Meal ticket's gone. So when you throw them in the back of the truck, all those ticks are going to go to the back of the truck unless you take a piece of fabric, canvas, towel, I mean, a blanket or whatever, treat it with the permethrin. Then as all the ticks fall off, they're going to land on the permethrin treated and you're going to bring home dead ticks. So no sense bringing home a couple hundred live ticks into your backyard or your garage or whatever. Just bring them home dead. So that's a very useful tip for them.
Well, you know, I would say I would much rather my friends and family bring home dead ticks than alive ones. So yeah. Where are ticks usually living?
Well, one thing to know about a tick, it's always climbs upward. It has a little gyroscope in it, and it's always going to go up. So it's certainly in the grass. They have different phases from the nymph to the adult, but it's always going to go up. So I don't think it goes all the way up into a tree because, you know, it's not going to crawl out on a branch, but you're going to find them in the bushes. And what sets them off is they sense your heat, your carbon dioxide, from quite a ways away, and then they have these little, they can't see, so there's almost kind of, think of it like a lobster with this little claws just reaching, trying to grab something. So they can enter you at about waist high is probably the highest, but certainly tall grass, they're going to be in that. We always know the little tip is if they're going to have, you want to have a picnic or you want to sit down outside or you're hunting, obviously you should treat your hunting clothes with the permethrin, but And then if you put dark closet afterwards, you can have that thing for years and years. It's 35 days of sunshine. So if you're not hunting, the clock's not ticking. But just take a bed net. It doesn't weigh anything. And you just treat that and sit on that. You create a barrier so they're not they can't come get you while you're sitting there having your picnic or whatever for a hiker, you know, especially in the summer with shorts on. A lot of little things, creating barriers, permethrin barriers on fabric so they can't get to you.
Kurt Avery, the founder and owner of Sawyer Products, with helpful tips and tricks to avoid ticks. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Kylie Allen.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
News from the Center, WRCE. This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter, experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
Have you thanked a farmer today? Wisconsin's nearly 59,000 farms contribute over $116 billion annually to our state's economy and over 350,000 jobs. Please join the University of Wisconsin as we host our 12th annual Celebrate Agriculture game on September 20th against Maryland. Sponsored by Cleary Building Corp, Culver's, Case IH, and Compeer Financial. Thank you to our sponsors for making the Celebrate Agriculture game possible.
From Eau Claire to Green Bay.
Oh, my goodness, a powerful run to the house.
And Milwaukee to Madison.
Under duress, and it's a safety.
The tradition of Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Join us Saturday. It's the Big Ten opener against the Maryland Terrapins. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m.
Now we'll get rolling.
On your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 107.7 FM, 1450 AM, WRCE.
Matinee on air.
Dr. Kristen Lierley is here.
I also don't want to, you know, sit and doom scroll before I go to sleep at night because that's not good for my brain. It doesn't help my sleep patterns. Right. And
my brother-in-law, you went to medical school with him. He said at 2 hours, turn off all screens. At 1 hour, get yourself ready for bed. And he goes, and Greg, bed is for two things. That's it.
What are they?
Moving on.
Sleeping
in chess. Listen to you laugh.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is News from the Center, WRCE. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, soybean crops are sitting in the fields. China not interested in buying. We're talking tariffs with James Vanderloo. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Feel free to submit pictures as well. In fact, right now we're working on a Midwest Farm Report app that will let you not only submit pictures, but also send us videos. You'll be able to literally record a voice message for us. That's all coming up in the next few weeks. We're hoping to roll it out maybe by World Dairy Expo or shortly thereafter. Our talk text line that's already active this morning, 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. I'll also remind you, while I'm thinking about those online elements, you can sign up for our daily e-newsletter, our Midwest Farm Report newsletter. It's not too much. It's about just right. We try to send you four fresh articles every morning to get your day started, all focused on Wisconsin agriculture and what's going on. So if you want to stay connected, even if you're not close to the radio when the harvest gets busy and you're running 24/7, then why don't you have that e-newsletter delivered directly to your inbox? Simple to do. Go to MidwestFarmReport.com and just click on the email newsletter. Just submit your email to us and the process will begin. We're super happy to have you along with us as we roll our way into a Wednesday. Like I said, I'm headed towards Sheboygan Falls today for the first of our annual ride-alongs, where I and the staff get a chance to jump in with different agribusiness professionals around Wisconsin to find out what's happening in their world. Could be a veterinarian taking a look at the health of dairy cattle or animals in general, or it could be visit with a field, checking in on crops or something like that. So I'm looking forward to seeing Sheboygan Falls today. I'm seeing Stu Mucker, ag meteorologist. Now, sorry to be chatting so much before we get to your forecast, but honestly, buddy, today your forecast looks halfway easy.
Yeah, it is pretty nice, Pam. There is that chance that there could be a little rain in western Wisconsin. And, you know, that chance, 20-25%. If you see rain, it's going to be kind of hit or miss or scattered. Not a real big storm situation lining up in Wisconsin. All weather radar may indicate a few sprinkles in the central part of the state, maybe on towards Stevens Point this morning, but that's very light and very scattered activity if it's happening. We just have a weak front trying to drop in out of the northwest. talked about yesterday, a stronger storm developing in the Rockies, going to push up toward the Dakotas, extend a weak front our way. A cool front out of Canada will drop south and into the area. That brings some changes here for later in the week. Today, the rain in South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, western Iowa, far southwest Minnesota, not in Wisconsin. Another great day to be at the controls of the chopper, the semi, the wagons, whatever you're running, because we've got another beautiful summer day in the middle of September. Temperatures well above normal, and I expect we stay very mild right on through tonight, not into the day tomorrow, but those rain chances begin to edge in into western Wisconsin. Like I've said, later today, the chance for a scattered shower, isolated thunderstorm, that chance pushing a bit further east. So even as we start talking about into Thursday, a small chance into central and even parts of southern Wisconsin, more likely for the weekend, the hit or miss showers or isolated thunderstorms pop up. I'm not talking inches of rain. This system has the potential to provide a couple of inches in parts of South Dakota, western Iowa, maybe even into parts of Minnesota. But I'd say we're not talking inches of rain in Wisconsin, but there will be some rain every now and again, a little shower popping up toward the end of the week, certainly into the weekend. The temperature is so very, very mild today, you know, well above normal, at least 10 degrees above normal, start to cool down. And we look at low 70s, even in southern Wisconsin by Friday and the weekend, maybe only in the 60s in the north. It does fall back to more of a normal level as we head on toward the weekend, no doubt about that. But I still expect that some pretty fine September weather is really what we've got in store. We shouldn't be getting rained out or anything as far as field work, but there may be enough to slow us down. That's about the extent. I'll check those forecast details right after
Farmers,
this.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand Vorseed Enlist corn.
Yes, Coach!
Vorseed Enlist beats DeKalb Smart Stacks and VT4 Pro yields by an average of 7.1 bushels per acre across more than 24,000 comparisons, right?
Yes, Coach!
And Vorseed Enlist has three modes of action against corn rootworm.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Plant the 100th season of Pioneer. Visit pioneer.com/rootworm.
Dairy producers across the nation, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to the World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy producers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison, Wisconsin, September 13th through October 3rd. Make the drive and be part of the dairy event of the year. World Dairy Expo 2025, the road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com.
There's only one silage brand that's been raising the bar for over 30 years. There's only one silage seed lineup that's been designed, selected, and tested for optimal performance in Midwestern soils and conditions, and enjoyed by millions of cows across the region. You might be hearing about a lot of newcomers who promise more milk per ton and more tonnage per acre, but there's only one you should trust. Dairyland Seed High DF. Discover the high DF difference at DairylandSeedSilage.com.
All right, let's go with that forecast, Stu.
All right, Pam, well, our Compere Financial Ag Weather Forecast is for a very fine summertime day. Sunny skies today. There may be a slight rain chance in the west a bit later on. Low 80s in the west, mid-80s elsewhere. Cooler near the Lake Michigan shoreline. Be prepared for that. And our winds will be out of the south, only up to around 3 miles per hour or so. Overnight, generally clear skies east and south, some clouds, maybe a sprinkle in the west, upper 50s, low 60s, south winds only about 5. Again, some sunshine tomorrow in the east and south, a few more clouds in the west, and a chance of rain, a very small chance in the west, even a slight chance pushing further east and south. Temps up into the only upper 70s in the north, lower 80s in the south, and by Friday, partly sunny for a lot of us, a slight rain chance here or there. Temps cooler in the 70s, maybe only about 70 in the north, Pam, upper 70s south. East breezes 5 to 10, a little more likely for some scattered shower activity this weekend, and we stay a little cooler, a lot more like normal, even heading to next week.
Now, we've got thousands of people that are headed out to a farm field just a little southwest of Madison tomorrow night for the Luke Bryan on the Farm concert at Klondike Farms. What do you think? Are we looking at any kind of rain? You know how it grows when you got that kind of crowd on a farm field.
in that southwest part, southwest of Madison, I don't think there's much of a threat for tomorrow night.
All right. I hope not. I'll check up with you tomorrow before we get there so we know how to prepare. Thanks for the update.
Absolutely.
Stu Mocker, Ag Meteorologist, with your Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update. Compeer Financial, ready to help you in agriculture or your rural life. Go to Compeer.com for resources now.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke. News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to Midwest Farm Report on the Civic Media Radio Network. We now take you to a recent episode of Matt and Air on Air. Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Von Ruden joins the show to talk about the LFPA program.
The LFPA program, Local Food Purchasing Assistance Program, and here in the state, it's been 189 farmers have benefited directly from that because those payments come to the farmers in the beginning of the year and make sure that they have the cash on hand to put the seeds in the ground to grow the crops.
Yeah, this program seems like a win-win to me. It's good for the farmers who are incentivized to produce this food. It's good for the food pantries. It's not like the government is coming to Wisconsin farmers and saying, you have to grow X acres of food, and then I want you to give it away to hungry people. That's not what we're talking about.
Right. There's a payment-based system there on what the farmer is going to produce for this market that's been established. It's there. It's also something that's getting, that those fresh fruits and vegetables more directly into the consumer hand and making it more available for more people. When we look at what's going on in the general grocery store aisles, most of those products are not fresh anymore.
Right.
They're getting to be a week or 2 weeks old because of the distribution network. They go from the farm to a processor to a distribution center, and you got a whole week that's passed already before it ever gets to that local grocery store shelf. So, this is getting something in people's mouths within 72 to 96 hours from when it was picked off the land. And, why aren't we doing more of this across the whole country, versus depending on a food system that's really broken at this point?
Well, and again, now we're talking about making more restrictions for people who do receive food stamps and those kinds of benefits. We want to restrict what they can buy in the stores because we want them to buy healthier things. Mm-hmm. And then yet at the same time, we're going to take away these healthier options and hurt our farmers at the same time. There's so much stuff working at cross purposes in this bill.
Yeah, it is, and certainly we would like to see the farm bill, pass as it is. There's a ton of improvements that can be made, but in this current political situation, that simply isn't going to happen. But let's pass the farm bill as a farm bill and not have it in this big, beautiful bill that's going to, be a detriment to the whole country, not only on the budget deficit that we're going to see, but also, the programs that are being cut and not being helpful to, number one, the American farmers, but number two, the consuming public.
To subscribe and find all of Civic Media's podcast library, head over to civicmedia.us/shows.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 22-year-old Tyler Robinson appearing in court for the first time via video. He has been formally charged and faces the death penalty if convicted of killing activist Charlie Kirk. ABC's Matt Gupman in Orem, Utah, with more on what prosecutors said in court.
They have, they say, incriminating text messages in which he essentially confesses to the murder. They have an additional alleged confession, a note that he left under his keyboard and told his roommate slash romantic partner to go check out. And they have the family telling them that, yes, Tyler Robinson confessed to them, and that's why he turned himself in.
FBI Director Kash Patel before a Senate committee talking about Robinson's arrest, Jeffrey Epstein, and his oversight of the Bureau. Today he'll be in front of a House committee. Also on the Hill today, fired CDC Director Susan Menarez. The Federal Reserve Board wraps up its September meeting today. It's widely believed they'll cut interest rates by a quarter point. This is ABC News.
baseball tonight in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Angels squaring off again tonight at American Family Field with Brandon Woodruff against LA's right-hander Jose Soriano. The Brewers with a great performance last night by Freddy Peralta cruised to a 9-2 victory. The magic number now 7 to clinch the Central Division. NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the 0-2 Browns in Cleveland Sunday. Game time at noon. Concern for Zach Tom and Aaron Banks getting back on the offensive line. Wide receiver Jaden Reed had his surgery yesterday to repair his broken collarbone and fractured foot. Former Packers quarterback Sean Clifford signs with the Bengals after Joe Burrow had surgery for his toe injury. Vikings running back Aaron Jones now on IR with a hamstring. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers back home Saturday against Maryland. Kickoff 11 a.m. at Camp Randall. And women's college volleyball, Mimi Collier named the National Player of the Week after Wisconsin swept both Milwaukee and the Georgia Bulldogs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome actor and Appleton native son, actor Mike McGill, whose credits include Shameless and Bosch, and syndicated columnist Greg Schwemm. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
107.7 WRCE, news from the center and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 87 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop it down to the low 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another sunny, warm day with a high right around 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter. Experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to the Midwest Farm Report on the Civic Media Radio Network. We now take you to a recent Pam Yonke appearance on John and Gordy.
How about breakfast on the farm?
Yeah.
How did that go?
First of all, thanks to all the volunteers. Thanks to everybody that showed up. They were guessing north of 5,000 people that were there starting at 7 a.m.
Wow.
Got a chance to have a pancake. I looked down to eat my pancake. I looked back up, and all of a sudden there was a swarm of humanity waiting to stream into the machine shed for breakfast. So I thought it was really interesting to see what people are gravitating towards. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously the cows. The cows are the big attraction. Everybody wants to see them and kind of get a little perspective on how big they are.
Yeah.
But it was also cute to see they had three barn kitties, and kids could line up to hold the barn kitties.
Oh.
Now,
oh.
Babies of any kind are cute, but when you put barn kitties with little kids, it was just, if you want to see the pictures, I've got some up at Midwest Farm Report and Fabulous Farm Babe on Facebook. But it was really well done. Third time that the Hinchleys had hosted it. Mm. So again, like we said, really, really well done for sure.
All right.
That's excellent. You know, Cambridge is quite a nice little town.
It is.
Been through there a number of times.
Yeah. Now, we did talk about the artisan butter last week.
Right.
Well, now let's talk about the food and beverage innovation camp that's going on. Kekoman is putting this in.
Well, they're part of it. So I didn't know that this was going on. If you live or have drive through the Jefferson area. So what they're calling this is a food and beverage innovation campus. And what they're doing, Jefferson County, I don't know if you're aware, is home to quite a few different food companies. Nestle Food is down there. There's a lot of different food-related companies.
Jones,
and now they've decided to try to bring them all together in this food and beverage innovation campus.
Mm-hmm.
Kekkoman is the first to financially commit to building their factory there, and that's already underway. According to the economic development people that are connected with it, they said they've already invested about $563 million to create this welcoming area. And one of the reasons why Jefferson is so well suited for this is the workforce. That's something that Jefferson's touted for a long time, and they want to continue to bank on that. So this looks like it is very well supported, not only in Jefferson County as far as public monies, but also as far as the agribusinesses and food companies that are interested in coming there. The next phase after they get started with the actual brick and mortar of the food manufacturing side of things will be focusing in on creating the residential element for all the employees that these companies are going to be needing. They said they know that they're out there, but they want to make sure they're close to where they're going to have to work. So that'll be the next phase.
That's great.
To subscribe and find all of Civic Media's podcast library, head over to civicmedia.us/shows.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
I'm made by pros for pros.
The Prime Rib Trail. It is something that many of us have experienced one way or another around the state of Wisconsin. Welcome back to the Midwest Farm Report. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. Now the Wisconsin Beef Council trying to publicize more the fine restaurants and supper clubs around Wisconsin that feature prime rib. Tammy Vossen, the executive director of the Wisconsin Beef Council, going to be joining me to share one of those stories as we roll our way through the morning. It is, of course, the 17th day of September. A couple happy birthdays for you that you might recognize. Basketball star and coach Phil Jackson, he turns 80 today. And Patrick Mahomes celebrating his 30th birthday. And now you know. It's a Wednesday. That means it's time for us to catch up with our friends from the Steffes Group. Oh, come on. You know exactly where you're going to find all of the auction items you're looking for. That's steffesgroup.com. STEFFESgroup.com. Now you say, I've got something I'd like to add to a consignment list. Or maybe you're thinking about your own auction. You want to talk to somebody about that, and they're ready to do it. 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. My buddy Ashley Hewen from the Steffes Group back along with us on another week. The weather turns around. Everybody's busy. The harvest is on the cusp of happening, Ashley. But this is an interesting time for you folks because you're staying just as busy as ever.
Yeah, the next 2 weeks are going to be busy with auctions, a lot of real estate auctions. We got some farm retirements mixed in there. I want to point out one sale that's going to be today, the Wayne Peterson retirement auction over in Osceola. He's got some 5,000-hour tractors that look like they only have 500 hours on it. He's got a 6130 John Deere, a 240 Magnum, and another John Deere that's a 5085 with a loader on it. So some really nice, smaller equipment to take a look at.
Excellent. And remember, folks, it's not like you've got to drive to Osceola to see it or find the details out. They've got fantastic pictures and all the details at steffesgroup.com. Just take a look. You can search for it by name, by date. And if you do have further questions, you're always happy to provide the seller information so they can make one-on-one connections. Right, Ashley?
Yeah, we really do. You just click on the overview tab when you're in the auction. You get all the phone numbers of who to call, who to contact. And, you know, just looking at the tractors right now, one of them's got 142 pictures of it, and the other one's got 126. So you should be able to figure out what you're buying by that.
That seems a little excessive to me, but then again, I'm not the one that's necessarily looking to buy. That's wonderful information. Overdoing it is what they like to do. That's a good delivery for not only the client, but also the buyer. It does strike me as a little odd, though, Ashley, that you're so busy right now going into the harvest. Explain.
You know, right before harvest is always been a good time to sell. You know, it's not in the hot days of summer when everybody's on vacation, everybody's thinking about harvest. And then for the buyers, they get to buy something and put it to work literally the next day.
Yeah. And like we said, to help that transaction happen, they've got a full complement of experts at the Steffes Group to make sure if you buy it today, they can help you get it toward your place starting tomorrow, maybe even sooner. Ashley Hewen along with us from the Steffes Group. Remember that sale in Osceola happening today. All the details online, steffesgroup.com. Or if the web confuses you or confounds you, they've got human beings that would love to visit with you as well. 800-726-8609. 800-726-8609. Ashley Hewen along with us from the Steffes Group.
What a win!
That's how you finish a season.
Pioneer brand four-seed Enlist corn dominated DeKalb SmartStax and VT4 Pro.
An average 7.1 bushels per acre yield advantage across more than 24,000 comparisons.
Plus, all that corn rootworm protection and herbicide flexibility?
That's a dream team.
That's Pioneer brand four-seed Enlist corn. In it to win it.
Plant the 100th season of Pioneer. Visit pioneer.com/rootworm.
Dairy producers across the nation, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to the World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy producers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison, Wisconsin, September 13th through October 3rd. Make the drive and be part of the dairy event of the year. World Dairy Expo 2025, the road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com.
For far too long, seed discount offers have been too complicated. But today, the Seed Pros of Channel make our stand. No more confusion. No more long-winded radio ads. Just simple savings. 0% financing with early pay discounts. Today, we show up with an easier way to save on seed. Talk to your Channel Seed Pro to get all the details and see what you could be saving. Channel. All in. All season.
Well, the school year has begun, and it looks like there's more students than ever that are curious about where their food comes from and finding out more about the process. Sally Ladston is the Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources Education Consultant at the Department of Public Instruction. She's also the state FFA advisor, and she says they're hearing thriving numbers as far as classroom enrollment and those kids that want to get involved with the FFA.
We have seen a few chapters chartering, and actually, that's something that's been kind of, I'll say, booming. You know, the numbers aren't staggering by any means, but compared to the past number of years, we're seeing quite an increase in chapters that are getting interested. This year, we're excited to welcome a couple of new chapters. Winnebago Lutheran is one. iForward, which is a virtual school up in Northwest Wisconsin. And then we're also seeing some changes in how chapters are structuring themselves.
Sally Ladston with the Department of Public Instruction. She said, while they're thrilled to have more students interested in where their food comes from and enrolling in agriculture education, it does strain the available teachers. But she said Wisconsin is flexing on that.
Wisconsin is unique in that we have some really flexible alternative licensure options. And so typically what will happen is if we don't fulfill all of our positions, individuals will find alternate license routes in order to fill positions and keep, in particular, their home communities going. That's typically what we'll see is if a school district can't find a teacher, they're going to, you know, talk about it within their community. Someone in the community says, you know, I really want to make sure this program continues. What can I do to help? And we'll find a way to become a licensed educator.
Sally Ladston with the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, overseeing our agriculture educators as well as our FFA advisors. Markets this morning, not as rosy as our agriculture enrollment. In Chicago this morning, commodities are trading lower. Right now, we've got December corn currently trading down about a half, about a penny actually, at 429. We've got November soybeans down a nickel at 1045. The July new crop wheat down a penny at 571. Yesterday in Chicago, barrel cheese stood still. 40-pound block cheese was up a penny, 162 and three quarters. AA butter dropped a nickel, 177 a pound. The October class 3 milk this morning's down 4 at 1661 a hundredweight.
Can't get enough farm news? The stories you hear and more 24/7 at MidwestFarmReport.com. Stay tuned as we'll be right back.
News from the center, WRCE.
And welcome back to our true crime podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, egg, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today and experience the Cleary difference.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. A new analysis from Clean Wisconsin shows AI data centers in the state will use more power than all the homes in Wisconsin combined. Potential energy demand has been disclosed for just two projects in the state, the Vantage Data Center in Port Washington and Phase 1 of the Microsoft Data Center in Mount Pleasant. Those two projects alone require a combined 3.9 gigawatts of power, which is enough energy to power more than 4 million Wisconsin homes. Wisconsin has just under 3 million housing units in the entire state. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced Senate passage of a bill that will help protect Wisconsin lakes from toxic algae. The legislation would improve monitoring, forecasting, and prevention of harmful algal blooms by requiring better coordination among task force agencies, state and local entities, and tribes. Right now on the Defender podcast, the Wisconsin Climate March is coming. Listen to find out more at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Van Orden, he is now well into the hundreds of tweets, many of them with insults and profanity, wasting his time, which means he's wasting our money that we pay him to do a job other than scrolling and trolling. The more troubling tweets call for people to be fired or for federal funding to be cut simply because he doesn't like how they reacted to Charlie Kirk's murder and or his legacy.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is News from the Center, WRCE. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. The deadline clock is ticking in Washington, D.C. on a spending bill when we have a government shutdown. We'll discuss it with Pat Kreitlow of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
For a proposed fee increase by the State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, one that could jump as much as 1,700%. I caught up with one market operator at the latest public hearing who didn't mince words. Jim Mathis with Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola warns that this fee hike is excessive and could have devastating effects in the industry. He says there's more not to like about the rule changes for ATCP 10 and 12, but the fee hike is the big one. He tells us what it means for his family's small business.
You don't have that budgeted. You don't have those margins in a sale barn. We're a small market. We don't have the volume that some of the other markets have to pass along that and dilute it down to each one. But we would find it very necessary to increase our tariffs or the commissions that we charge in order to continue to operate.
We did hear from a few producers who said, yeah, it would trickle down and impact me. And it sounds like that's what you're saying. You would have to pass that on to your customers.
Well, that's the same way as the import tariffs affecting all the consumers. And basically, you know, this is the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. And I think the consumers has to bear some of the brunt of this shortfall that they're claiming that they have. It shouldn't all just fall on one sector of the market.
When it comes to your bottom line and your budget, there's less cattle right now in the market, period. Those are less animals going through your business.
That's true. The volume is down. Now there is not the number of people in the sale barns, and that is attributed to there isn't that many farmers left. The farms have been sold. Absentee landowners have bought in a lot of the property up in our area of the state. As a result, you don't have the contact with the total number of people that you used to have. And I think that many of these people that we are dealing with are very, very concerned about how much longer they're going to survive, you know, and be able to continue their farming.
I want to ask you about alternatives to fee increases. What did you suggest today for the staff at DADCAP to do so that they don't have to increase your fees?
I think that the legislature has to step up and realize that this is a consumer responsibility to have good quality food, to be able to trace back animals. All of these things are important, but they have to, our legislature just cannot sit on their hands. They have to act, you know, on this.
The last point that you had made is that these fees would put you at a disadvantage compared to sale barns in other states and your neighbors.
Yes. You know, it isn't very far to the Mississippi River, you know, when you get into either Minnesota or Iowa or further to Illinois. And, of course, southwest Wisconsin, Michigan doesn't enter into the picture. But there is a lot of cattle in our area that does move across state lines. And as a result, you know, Wisconsin's losing that source of revenue to the state, and they're also losing that ability to regulate those animals, you know, with their shipping and sales requirements, you know, record keeping.
Jim Mathis, along with us, sharing his perspective. He operates Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola with his son and grandson. The last public hearing is September 17th at 1 p.m. You can join in person or online. We have the information to get on at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
There's only one silage brand that's been raising the bar for over 30 years. There's only one silage seed lineup that's been designed, selected, and tested for optimal performance in Midwestern soils and conditions, and enjoyed by millions of cows across the region. You might be hearing about a lot of newcomers who promise more milk per ton and more tonnage per acre, but there's only one you should trust. Dairyland Seed High DF. Discover the high DF difference at DairylandSeedSilage.com.
Dairy producers across the nation, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to the World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy producers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison, Wisconsin, September 13th through October 3rd. Make the drive and be part of the dairy event of the year. World Dairy Expo 2025, the road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com.
Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
When a company only does business in Wisconsin, that's Wisconsin Strong. Rural Mutual provides all lines of insurance, including commercial, farm, home, and auto. And your premiums stay right here to keep Wisconsin strong. Local agents, local underwriters, local claims adjusters.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Welcome to Checkoff Chat. This program brought to you courtesy of our friends at the Equity Cooperative Livestock Association. Been with you in Wisconsin and now beyond Wisconsin's borders since 1922. Ready to help you with all your marketing strategies. And don't forget about their financing options as well as assistance marketing in commodities. You can find it all at equitycoop.com. And of course, the Wisconsin Beef Council. Tammy Vossen, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Beef Council, in studio with me to talk a little bit about what we've got going on, coming up, things that you may have already noticed at Midwest Farm. FarmReport.com or BeefTips.com. Let's start off with this one because it really will bring all of our audience in, Tammy. Prime rib. It follows so succinctly in most of the state. Right after the Friday fish fry, it's Saturday prime rib. And you want to make sure people know exactly where they can go statewide to try to enjoy that prime rib.
Well, like you say, Pam, prime rib here on Saturday nights is a longstanding tradition in the state of Wisconsin. And so what we did was to partner with the Gather Wisconsin brand at Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation to create a trail of restaurants covering our state from Grant County to Door County, from Hayward to Milwaukee, and all the way in between there. We've got 16 restaurants and supper clubs that are listed, and you can find that on our website at beeftips.com, where you can go and have that superior prime rib experience here in Wisconsin. And we know that this is a time of year that we get a lot of out-of-state guests that are coming in to enjoy the fall leaves changing, but also, those of us who are residents who are maybe in a different area looking for a new place to try prime rib. So these 16 restaurants were all nominated by folks from across our fine state. And if we're missing someone from your area that you think should be included, we have a nomination spot also on our website that you can nominate your favorite so that when we roll it out in 2026, yours is included.
You know, speaking of partnerships, one thing that we want to remind people is that your beef checkoff dollars do indeed get invested in the U.S. Meat Export Federation.
That's right, Pam. So the week of September 22nd, we are hosting a group of Central American and visitors also from the Dominican Republic here in Wisconsin. They're primarily importers of U.S. beef and distributors who have a client list of food service, the retail side, and gourmet grocery stores as well. So the more that we can help them understand how we are raising and caring for beef here in the state of Wisconsin, and then follow that through to visits at our packing plants that we have up in Green Bay, it really gives the opportunity for them to think beyond, you know, some of the more traditional cattle raising states that some of these folks think of. So we know that exports to this region continue to grow through implementing free trade agreements. And even with some of the challenges that have been experienced this year around exports, the Central American region alone is up 7% in tonnage. So Wisconsin Beef Council has had this longstanding partnership with USMEF to educate and promote beef in Central America, that we're really looking forward to bringing these visitors to Wisconsin.
Excellent. We welcome them. Tammy Vossen, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Beef Council. Find out more about what's happening with them at beeftips.com. Our thanks to Equity Cooperative Sales Barn Association for sponsoring the Checkoff Chat. I'm Pam Yonke.
News from the center, WRCE.
Let's go Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Free Ticket Friday!
On your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Starting a three-part series on agriculture's role in energy production today on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support help turn the tide." So let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. When I was a kid growing up on the farm long, long ago, I never gave a thought to the potential risks involved in some of the work I was doing. Looking back, it's a miracle I survived. If your children are doing farm work, make sure they know how to do that work safely. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. American farms use energy, but many also help produce energy. That's a concept that Marty Matlock of the University of Arkansas says needs serious attention.
Energy costs are a major risk factor that leads to failure of the enterprise. The ability to control energy costs by bringing the means of production of energy in-house is a major resiliency strategy. One of the variable costs that most of our producers struggle with, one of the high variable costs of production, is energy.
Matlock says there are multiple ways of producing energy on a farm: growing crops for biofuels, capturing methane for natural gas and electricity production, and installing solar or wind power generation.
We are strongly supportive of on-farm energy production as a means of increasing the resiliency of our producers' enterprises, because there's so many things we can't control.
And says Matlock, now may be the right time to do this.
We've seen more Chapter 12 bankruptcies so far this year than we have since 2017. And just looking like it's going to get worse.
Tomorrow, what the ethanol business looks like these days. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This week, we sit down with Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, and she talks about her run for lieutenant governor.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1, on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Have you thanked a farmer today? Wisconsin's nearly 59,000 farms contribute over $116 billion annually to our state's economy and over 350,000 jobs. Please join the University of Wisconsin as we host our 12th annual Celebrate Agriculture game on September 20th against Maryland. Sponsored by Cleary Building Corp, Culver's, Case IH, and Compeer Financial. Thank you to our sponsors for making the Celebrate Agriculture game possible.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, the suspect in the Charlie Kirk killing, facing seven counts, including aggravated murder that could see him sentenced to death if convicted. ABC's Lana Moise.
The case now sparking bipartisan calls to turn down the temperature of today's political debate. Former President Obama last night calling this an inflection point, saying the central premise of our democratic system is that we have to be able to disagree and have sometimes really contentious debates without resorting to violence.
A man in Pittsburgh ramming his car into the FBI office there this morning got out and ran and is still on the loose. King Charles preparing to welcome President Trump for Trump's second state visit to Windsor Castle. Israeli troops and tanks pushing deeper into Gaza City the second day of a ground offensive that has toppled high-rise buildings and sent civilians running from tent camps where they had been sheltering. The Fed expected to cut interest rates at the conclusion of today's September meeting. This is ABC News.